Well, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy. What a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God and to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, before I get started this morning, I need to take a moment of personal privilege to say thank you. Thank you to all of you who come together every Sunday and every Wednesday. It's been a long time we've been doing this. And the growth of this call is unmeasurable. The Lord is so happy. On Sunday, I had an opportunity to meet one of the sisters who have been on this call for a while. She calls in every Sunday, at least for the past, every Sunday and every Wednesday for at least the past 10 years. And I always hear her say that this is Chester, and I never got a chance to meet her, but she came to church on Sunday. And to my sister, thank you. Not only did you come, but we had about 8 or 9 representatives from Chester who were there. Some even joined. I am grateful to God. What God has done in this ministry is unbelievable. Every time I'm driving alone or I'm walking or I'm talking, doing something, I sit back and I say to God, you are real. You are real. Whatever the ministry He has put in us to give to others, it's working. And I want to say to all of you, don't take for granted. Don't be so religious that you miss the relationship. I say that to you because this thing is real, and I'm grateful to God. None of us are perfect, but all of us are forgiven. And God is just doing some great things. And when I met our sister, it electrified my heart because I knew her voice. I'd never saw her before. But that was one of many who showed up on Sunday. Some now are part of our church family. Many of you are calling from across this country. You may not be able to visit us. Can I just say thank you this morning? I've already told the Lord thank you for what He's doing in the ministry. I want to personally thank you who get up, you sacrifice. I know you're tired. You could be sleeping. You could be doing other things. But you get up and you expect the Lord to give the word through me every time we come together. I'm grateful, and I pray that you will be grateful for the goodness of God and the mercies of God, because God does some magnificent and marvelous things in our lives. So let's believe Him today, and let's stand firm on Him today. So I wanted to take that personal privilege just to say thank you. Thank you to my sister from Chester. Thank you for your outreach, how you are encouraging others to get on the call. Some now part of the family of God at East Zion. We are grateful. God knows what He's doing, and we appreciate you. This morning, I come to you with some leftovers. I was drunk on Sunday, and I'm still got a little hangover right now because God's faithfulness is real. Man, what God did for us on Sunday, the level of anointing that God displayed, that God illustrated and that God showed up on was wonderful. It started in our 5 a.m. when we began to preach the word of God to you, and it lingered over into the 10 o'clock service. The might and power of God is real. And I beg you today to believe and trust in the power of God, in the might of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. He has not brought you this far to leave you. He has not brought you this far to desert you. He has not brought you this far to say, I'm done with you. God is saying to tell you, He has blessed you all of your life, but it does not compare to what is to come. You have to anticipate more. And God is saying the more you anticipate, the more I'll bless you. Because in your anticipation, it's really revealing how much you trust the God of your salvation. This morning has to be the first day of the rest of your life. This morning has to be the first day of the rest of your life. This morning has to be the first day of the rest of your life. I don't need you to worry about things. Listen, I have issues. I have problems. I have things that pop up. I have things that go wrong. I have things that go astray. But there's something that I've determined in my spirit that whatever it is, God is already aware of it. And God has just got me on test, on display, to see what am I going to do. Will I trust him or will I fall under the pressures of whatever is coming at me? Here's what I decided. I practice trusting God. I tell myself everything is going to be all right. I tell myself this too will pass. I tell myself that God is the God who heals, who delivers, who set free, that God has all the power. And since I tell myself that, myself start believing it. The Bible says that power of life and death is in your tongue. You have to speak life over yourself. Don't go into the religiosity of life always saying what everybody else say. You speak to yourself. You tell yourself the Lord is good all the time. You tell yourself that. So that means when you're going through something, you don't have to worry about it because what you're going through is not going to last forever. While I'm going through it, God is teaching us something. And whatever he's teaching us, we want to learn it. We don't want to be so devastated. We don't want to be so full of I don't know what to do next, that we miss the opportunity to learn what God has for us. Saints of God, I want you to hear me this morning. God sees you, and God knows everything. The text of this morning is a linger from Sunday service. It's Psalms 30 and the 5th verse. And I want, and to be part of a text, I want you to hear this, and I want you to believe it. I want you to go back to sleep on it. I want you to wake up with it. I want you to live in it. Listen to what it says. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. If I was to give you a message, a thought, a theme to just go off of today, miracles come in the morning. Miracles come in the morning. All of our issues, our night experiences, those dreadful moments, the hurtful ones, sometimes the outright stuff that just wants to make you lose your mind happens at night. It's the night experiences of our lives that we really need to grapple with, because God has already made the promises that the miracle is going to come in the morning. Your job is to live through the night experience. Whatever it is you're going through, whatever is happening in your life, I'm going to give it to you simple today. Whatever is happening in your life, you have one simple task: endure it. Because in the morning, a miracle is coming. The shift in your situation happens in the morning. The night experience is your educational experience. You learn. You go through. You get stronger. I never understood it. Why do I have to go to the gym in order to stay fit? Why do I have to lift? Why do I have to walk? Why do I have to swim? Why? Why can't I just be naturally strong and healthy? Because if you put no tension on yourself, you'll fall apart. Your muscles will weaken. You will become limp. My brother, my sister, what you're going through is making you stronger. You know in the morning the miracle is going to come. Stop your crying. Stop your whining. Stop your worrying about it. If you're going to worry about it, then why even trust God about it? You have to learn that the morning will come. Every night is just the halfway point to the next day. The next day is what is promised. You are promised a miracle. You are promised a morning experience. So whatever you're going through, you are going to have to trust God in it. He will get you through it, because morning will come. And when morning comes, that's where your miracle is. That's where your healing is. That's where your deliverance is. That's where your peace is. That's where your money is. That's where your joy is. It's in the miracle of the morning. The night comes, as David said, yea, do I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. As David was talking, David was reminding us that I'm going to walk through some scary moments. I'm going to walk through some dangerous territory. But because I know who I got with me, it's going to lead me to my morning. It's going to lead me to my miracle. I beg you today, not to allow what you're going through to shift you from the safety of the God who loves you. Miracles come in the morning. Your night experience. Well, as a matter of fact, can I just add something to this? The miracle is that you can still survive while even going through it. You already got your miracle. You just won't see it manifested until the morning. The manifestation of the miracle is what comes in the morning. But God, before you went into it, already bestowed upon you the miracle. Because he gives you the miracle of grace. He gives you the miracle of endurance. He gives you the miracle of mercy. And we're going through those things are with me. When you read the whole, some of you love Psalms 23, but you have never really taken time to exegete it. You've never taken time to really look at what David was saying. He talks about the rod and the staff. They comfort me. All of that David is talking about. It's saying when I'm going through hell, God has already set up a system. He's already established all of the things I need to come out to get to my morning. I beg you today, in the most simplest form I can give it to you, not to worry, not to worry, not to worry, not to worry, but to trust God. You are where you are. He sees you. You have to muster up the ability to live past that problem or that predicament. You have to do this. There are some things you have to do. Sunday, as I was preaching, I told them the man had to do something. Jesus told him, pick up, get up, and step up. You got to do something. And the experience that you are going through right now, you got to do something. And I'm not telling you you got to cry, because that's not what you got to do. You got to trust God. You got to put on your big girl clothes, your big boy clothes, and you got to trust God in this one. Jesus said, I didn't come that you should die, but I came that you may live and have life more abundantly. This experience have gotten you to a place of depression. And God is saying, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. I didn't give you the spirit of depression. I didn't give you the spirit of being anxious. I gave you a sound mind. And I think we need to start showing the devil that we are defiant to his kingdom. We have to say to the devil, I don't believe you. I don't trust you. You remind me of somebody that's in the White House. What you say is never the truth. But what the Lord says is what we stand on. What the Lord says is what we honor. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy, the but is the conjunction with the assurance. The weeping may endure for a night. He gives two definitive statements. You're going to go through trouble. You're going to go through trials. You're going to go through tribulations. You're going to go through sickness. Yes, you are. But while going through it, know that the miracle is going to come in the morning. You will not die until your miracle has arrived. You will not fall apart until after your miracle has come. Because when your miracle comes, he turns your mourning into a shout, into joy, into he turns your sickness into healing. That's what a miracle is. You are still here. That's a miracle. I want you to rise up and get stronger in the Lord. I want you to rise up and get stronger in the Lord. He knows you. He knows your name. He knows what you're going through. He knows where you are. As a matter of fact, before you went in it, he knew that you could handle it. He also knew your weaknesses. But if you can just trust that he's with you while you're going through this moment, everything is going to be all right. It's all a matter of trust and reliance on the one who has all power, who knows everything, and is everywhere. That's where it's at. That's where it's dominated at. And that's what I want you to believe. That's what I want you to trust today. God sees you and has already provided your way of escape. He's already provided it. So since he's already provided it, you need to float. You need to float and allow the shift to occur in your life. You're coming out of it. The miracle comes in the morning. The miracle comes in the morning. Lord, it's nighttime. Yes, I see the problems. It's nighttime. Yes, I see the doctor's report. It's nighttime. Yes, I see what my children are doing. It's nighttime. Yes, I see what's happening in my health. It's nighttime. Yes, I see what's happening in my finances. It's nighttime. Lord, I can't pay one bill without the other one causing me to pay. I got to rob Peter to pay Paul. It's nighttime. But God says, don't you dare fall apart. Don't you dare give up. I need you to rely on me. I need you to trust me because morning is about to appear. And when morning appears, what you've been going through, you'll see it was worth it. Because you'll see the power, the might, and the strength of your God. He never fails us. I asked the church on Sunday, is there any miracles in the building? And almost everybody raised their hand because they understood. I may not have everything I want right now, but everything I need, I got, and God did it. God gave miracles. God opened doors. God bridged gaps in our lives. And today, that's where I want you to land today. I want you to know that God still does miracles, and miracles come in the morning. Get through your night experience. That's the message today. Get through your night experience. I want you to get through your night experience because morning, in the morning, the miracle is going to come. The miracle is a guarantee that there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you can survive through this, the miracle comes. If you can wake yourself up, if you can get yourself up. This man, as we preached about on Sunday, 38 years, he's been sitting at a pool waiting for somebody to do for him what he could do for himself. And Jesus had to come through and remind him, I want you to get up. I want you to get up. And I want you to do something after you get up. So the word of God to you today is, I want you to get through your night. Miracle is going to come in the morning because it comes in the morning. That's where the miracle comes. Your miracle will not be manifested in your night experience. It's already happened, but it won't be manifested, meaning it won't be apparent to you until the next morning. The mere fact that you're walking through the valley, the mere fact that you're walking through the shadow of death, the miracle is that you're still surviving through it. Daniel was in the lion's den. The king had to come ask, did your God save you? The next morning. And that's when he heard Daniel say, he did. That's when it was manifested. It was noted. It was seen. God is already with you. He's with you right now. He's with you while you're going through it. Can I just talk to you this morning? He's with you right now. He's with you while you're in this circumstance. Your miracle may not be manifested, but listen, it's already dispensed. It's already out there. It's already with you. Now, hold on. In the morning, you're going to see it. And when you see it, God says, you won't even be able to believe it. Because what you went through, he's going to give you double. And it's not always about money. Sometimes it's about health. Sometimes it's about soundness. Sometimes it's about peace. Sometimes it's about longevity. Whatever he's going to give you, that's your miracle. But you got to live through your night experience. The question this morning is simple. What does God want from us? And I'm borrowing from Sunday's message a little bit. He wants your permission to give you the miracle. And your permission comes through your trust. Do you trust the Lord? Do you trust the Lord? Or are you just, well, if somebody could pray for me? No, you pray for yourself. You pray for yourself. Stop looking for your pastor to do everything for you. You pray for yourself. You open your mouth up and you talk to your God. Because let me tell you something. And when you talk to God like the man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, he directly talked to Jesus, didn't even know who he was talking to. And he gave him an excuse, and God and the Lord just kept asking him again, do you want to be made whole? Well, you got to give the Lord permission to get you through your night experience. And that's through your trust. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I honor you. Now, I'm giving you the language, but I need you to do it, and I need you to be it. But there's another thing. Not only does he want us, I want our permission, but he wants us to participate. He wants us to participate through our doing. You're going to have to do something beyond what you've done. Mom Mabley said, if you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to continue to get what you've always got. You're going to have to change your position. You got to shift your thinking. You got to shift your doing. Stop profiting off of your pain and being pitiful in front of people. Oh, woe is me. Oh, I wish. Oh. The devil is a liar. He has made me in his image. And though I'm going through the valley in the shadow of death, it won't last always. Though I'm down right now, I won't be. I remember when I was younger and I was very, very heavy. And there were people who did not like me because I was fat. Yeah, and they did things to me. And I always said to myself, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to trust God. And as I got older and got more popular and things start shifting, then the shifty friends start coming around. But I always keep in my mind, God is the one who stuck by me. So I had to shift my mindset from worrying about people liking me and worrying about whether people want to be around me. And I had to remember who's the one who has all the power. God wants you to participate with a shift in your thinking, a shift in wanting people to acknowledge you as opposed to the God who you serve. But there's one last thing. God says, what do you want from us? He wants our permission. He wants our participation. But he also wants our partnership. Yeah, he want to partner with you so you can tell the whole world what the Lord has done. Not what your boss did, not what your family did, not what the doctor did, but what the Lord has done. So today, the word is simple. And I want you to remember this: miracles come in the morning. Weeping of the night will be over, and your miracle is going to come. And when your miracle comes, I want you to understand that God says it will come only after you've given me your permission and you've participated in it by living in your faith and you've partnered with me. And when you partner with me, you tell the world what he has done. It was so refreshing as we tried to illustrate the sermon of Sunday. And as we tried to share, this man didn't even know it was Jesus that was talking to him. But one thing, when the Jewish leaders asked him, who healed you? The old preacher used to say, I don't know, I couldn't walk, but he told me to get up, and I started walking. It wasn't until the second time Jesus came around that this man knew who Jesus was, because Jesus introduced himself later on in the 15th verse of that text, who he was. And then he went back to the Jewish leaders and told them, wait a minute, y'all asked me a question prior, I couldn't answer. But now I got an answer for you. Who did it? Jesus did it. Jesus did it. Who did it? Jesus did it. Who healed you? Jesus did it. Who delivered you? Jesus did it. Who brought you out? Jesus did it. Not Muhammad, not Buddha, not Confucius, not some God up in the atmosphere. Jesus did it. He wants to partner with you. So every person that can hear my voice today, I want you to walk away from this call today. And I want you to walk away knowing that the miracle will come in the morning. You're living in a night experience. And if you're not living in one, and everything is going peachy cream for you right now, save this message. Because you will go through a night experience. And when you go through your night experience, I want you to know that while you're walking through it, the miracle has already been done. It will not be manifested until the morning. God is looking for your permission to grant the miracle to become manifested. God is looking for your participation in order for the miracle to be manifested. And God wants your partnership once it is manifested so you can tell the whole world who did it. Jesus did it. Jesus healed you. Jesus delivered you. Jesus set you free. Not Pastor Curry. Not Pastor Curry. Not Bishop Tutu. Not Bishop this and Apostle this and Prelate that and Preacher this and Deacon this. None of them. Jesus did it. Jesus did it. The more you put Jesus at the center of your life, the less people can hurt you and the less disappointment you'll have in your life. Jesus, that's who I give the credit to. Jesus, that's who I give all the praise to. Jesus, that's who I give all the honor to. I dare you to try it. Today, miracles happen. It comes in the morning. Live through your night experience and watch God bless you real good. Pray with me. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness, and we thank you for your tender mercies. Miracles still happen, God. I'm still living off of that word. Miracles still happen. You are still a miracle-working God. I know it's been 38 years. God, I know that somebody's been living with something a long time, and they've given up hope. But you've come to bring good news and glad tidings. That you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The same God who healed, delivered, and set free back then is the same God who can heal, deliver, and set free right now. So, Father, miracles still happen, and we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness, and we thank you for your tender mercies. This morning, God, we lift so many people up before you. I lift Deacon Locke up before you, God, the man who loves you, who serves you and honors you. And Father, I pray for his body being totally rehealed. You can do it, God. You can fix the stuff that's going wrong. We recognize who you are. We know that you can do anything but fail. I lift him this morning. And Father, I put him before you. And Father, I say you have your way in his life. Have your way in his body, that God, he may return. He's already giving you credit. He's already giving you honor. So, Father, we thank you. We lift Brother Keenan Hunt up today. I continue to pray for him, God, and continue to strengthen him and turn the trajectory of his life. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. We lift up Minister Cleckley this morning. Father, continue to bless him. Continue to hold him and to continue to keep him close. Father, we name three brothers in the front end of our prayer because, God, you're doing something in the lives of these men. And, Father, you can do it. You can manifest it and you can make it right. Father, thank you. We lift this morning, trusting in Brother Charles Myers. Continue to be with them, God, and stand by. We lift Sister Wanda Jones this morning. Hold her close to you and continue to make a miracle in the apple of your eye. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. We lift Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle up. We lift Brother Ben Mobley up this morning. You're a gracious God. You're a kind God. You're an everlasting God. And we love you for it, God. Continue to hold them close to you, God, and keep them as the miracles that you have bestowed upon their lives. And Father, now for those who have brought prayer lists to this call, I pray this morning that you would strengthen them, God. I pray this morning that you would heal, God. You know each person on the list. You know what they're going through. You know what's happening in their lives. And Father, we thank you. We pray for our sister in Chester. Day, week, for years she's been with us. I pray, God, your continued strength, your continued peace over her life in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for those who can hear my voice this morning. Father, remind them of the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. Remind them of the word of God today. The miracle is coming in the morning. The night, the miracle has already happened, but the morning is going to be manifested. And Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we give you glory and we give you honor. And now, God, we put your people in your hand and we say, have your way in their lives. We at the top of the week. Father, we don't know what the rest of the week will bring, but what we do know is who holds the rest of the week in his hand, and that's you, God. So, Father, we put them in your hand and we say, have your way. Bless them, heal them, and deliver them in the name of Jesus. This is what we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Everybody have a wonderful and blessed day.
Amen.
The call is no longer being recorded.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ is Lord. Have mercy on our souls, Lord.
Amen.